And we're going to start with a little quiz. So on the screen, I'm going to show you some people. And each of these people was the first to do something in particular, okay? Each of the people on the screen was the first to do something in particular. And you have to guess what they were the first to do. So do you recognize this chap? This is Neil Armstrong. Do you know what he was the first to do? What do you think he was the first to do? To go into space, not quite to go to space, but pretty nearly, to go to the moon. So he was the first man on the moon in 1969. I'm sure you remember it well. What was this person the first to do? What do you think this person was the first to do? Barack Obama. That's right, he was the president of the USA. He was actually the first black president of the USA. That's Barack Obama. And America could quite soon have their first female president, or their first Oompa Loompa president. He's very orange. Does anyone know who this is? Anyone know who this is? This is a bit more obscure. Marie Curie, quite a long time ago. So you can tell people were black and white then. Any idea what she was the first to do? She looks very clever, doesn't she? Looks very clever. What do you think she might have done? Any guesses from people, bigger people? Say that again. Radium, that's right. She discovered radium, amongst other things. She was actually the first woman to get a Nobel Prize and the first person ever to get two Nobel Prizes in 1903 and 1911. That was Marie Curie. And what about this person? Anyone know what Lee Sedol or Sedol was the first person to do? This is a bit more recent. Any ideas? Do you recognize him? Yeah, one over there. It's not much of an achievement, is it? But he was the first one to lose to a computer at the game of Go. Look at the position he's got himself in there. What an idiot. One more. This chap here. What a guy. Captain Matthew Webb. This was a little while ago. Anyone know what? What do you think he's wearing? Anyone know what he's supposed to do? Yeah. It's not a lady's dress. It's actually, it is gentleman's clothing, but it's a bit old-fashioned. What do you think he was first to do? You're exactly right. He was the first to swim across the English Channel in 1875, which doesn't sound very appealing today, does it? All those people were the first to achieve some particular feat. And here's another, Jesus Christ. Jesus was the first person to do lots of things, but we're going to think about one of them this morning. We're going to watch 1.5 minute clip from the film The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. It's a film about Aslan, and Aslan is supposed to be a picture of Jesus. So Aslan, the lion, the rightful ruler of Narnia, has taken the place of Edmund, who deserves to die, and he's been cruelly mocked and killed. And we join the film when Aslan is lying dead on a stone table, and there's a battle raging for the control of Narnia. Let's see what happens if the technology works. Very exciting. That is Aslan. Aslan's death is not the end for him. He comes back to life and he never dies again. And Aslan is supposed to be a picture of Jesus. Both willingly gave themselves up for their enemies. Both take the place of someone who deserved to die. Both are mocked and killed. But for neither is death the end of the story. Jesus Christ is the first person to rise from the dead. Jesus Christ is the first person to rise from the dead, never to die again. Not in a children's storybook like the Narnia books, but for real, 2,000 years ago, just outside a city called Jerusalem that you could visit today. The event's called Jesus' Resurrection, and it's what we're celebrating today on Easter Sunday. The Apostle Paul says this in the Bible: "What I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas," that's Peter, "and then to the 12. The Bible says that Jesus died for our sins, and that 3 days later, on that first Easter morning, he rose from the dead. He was the first person ever to do that. But that seems a pretty incredible claim. I don't know about you, but I've never seen anyone rise from the dead. I wasn't there when Jesus rose from the dead. But a moment ago, we saw the Bible claims that Jesus Christ was the first person ever to rise from the dead. That is an amazing claim. And so it's worth looking to see if there's any evidence to back that up. Is it a historical event or just a fairy tale? Narnia's a story for children, really good story, but just a story. But the Bible is real history, and it's for grown-ups too. all this stuff really happened to real people. The Apostle Paul says this: "What I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some who have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also," says Paul. Well, did those things really happen? Let's ask some people who were there. First of all, I want you to meet my friend the centurion. Did Jesus really die? That's the question. Because if Jesus didn't really die, if he just fainted, say, then he didn't really rise from the dead. Let's meet someone who saw him die. Hello, centurion.
Ave.
Now, all the children are fluent in Latin because the schools around here are tremendous. But some of the grown-ups, and I don't really know. Can we do this in English? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Brilliant. So you were actually there when Jesus died. Is that right?
Yes. So we nailed Jesus to a cross, and we hung him there until he died. To be absolute sure he was dead, I took a spear and I stuck it in his side. There was no way he could have survived that.
Okay, so you are absolutely sure that Jesus was dead?
Yeah, definitely. Look at me, I'm a professional. I did this day in, day out, and I don't make mistakes. If I'd mucked up, I'd lose my job and pretty much my life as well. So I better be sure, okay? Plenty of people handed that body as we got it down off the cross later on and put it in the tomb. I'm sure they would have noticed if he was still alive. To be honest, I've never heard of anyone surviving a crucifixion. It just doesn't happen.
Okay, so Jesus definitely died.
You'd have to be bonkers to think otherwise.
Okay, thank you, centurion. That's very helpful. So Jesus definitely died on the cross, and he was then taken down and buried. But what if his body is still in the tomb? Because then he wouldn't have risen from the dead, would he? Let's meet someone who saw the tomb empty. Hello, Mary Magdalene.
Shlamlek.
What?
Shlamlek.
What's that?
Oh, sorry. That's hello in Arabic.
It's not actually. It's in Aramaic.
Aramaic.
Yeah, but don't worry. It's nice to catch out a show off, isn't it? Right.
I wasn't at school in Tunbridge Wells. Outside Tunbridge Wells.
Outside, so that explains it. Mary, you claim that Jesus' body was put in a tomb on Friday and then was missing on Sunday. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Now, I've been thinking about this. I wonder if perhaps you went back to the wrong tomb. One tomb looks like a lot like another. Perhaps Jesus' body is still where it was put, and you just went to a different tomb that happens to be empty. Is that possible?
No, definitely not. Well, I was there when they put the body in the tomb. I saw it with my own eyes. Okay. And I found my way back to the tomb with no trouble. When I looked in, the cloths were still there that we'd left him in. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely the tomb he was in. Definitely.
Okay, so definitely the right tomb, and the body was definitely missing.
Yeah, the cloths, but no body.
It hadn't just sort of slipped behind a rock or something, and you missed it.
Stephen, it's not a marble.
Yeah.
Okay, we're a dead body here.
Yeah.
Okay, the tightly wrapped cloths, as I've just said, were just where we left them. Okay, people will believe the stupidest things if they don't want to believe the truth. No, the body definitely hadn't slipped behind a rock.
I suppose not. No, okay, fine. So thank you, Mary, very much. So Jesus definitely died on the cross. He was definitely buried. And the body was definitely gone on the Sunday morning. But what happened to that body? There's one more person I want us to meet. And that is a man called Thomas. Hello, Thomas.
Hello.
What a relief, a first century Judean who is happy to speak English. Now, Thomas, you were one of Jesus' 12 disciples, is that right?
That's right, I followed him pretty much all over the shop for about 3 years.
Okay, so you claim that you actually saw Jesus alive again about a week or so after that first Sunday when he went missing, is that
That's right? That's right, like I say, I knew him pretty well, so there's no doubt it was him, and he spoke to me and everything.
Are you sure that you hadn't just been sort of really hoping and expecting that Jesus would rise from the dead, and then so you sort of imagined you'd seen the thing that you were really hoping for?
No, well, that's the thing. I mean, I totally hadn't been hoping for or expecting it. The other disciples told me that they'd seen him about a week before, but I didn't believe them. I'm not easily led like that. For me to believe something or change my mind, it takes really good evidence.
And you have changed your mind?
Yes, of course. I saw Jesus with my own eyes, and I spoke to him, In the blink of an eye, I went from thinking that the whole idea was nonsense to knowing for certain that Jesus was alive. He was right there in front of me.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Thomas. That's very helpful. I'm going to get it down. Well, and it wasn't just Thomas, actually, who saw Jesus alive again after that first Easter Sunday. The passage on your sheet says that he appeared to a whole bunch of people, including at one point more than 500 at the same time, which means it can't have been any kind of hallucination or something. Jesus definitely died. He was definitely buried. He definitely rose from the dead and was seen by hundreds of people after his resurrection. Jesus was the first person to rise from the dead. The resurrection really happened in real history. The Bible says that Jesus was the first person to rise from the dead. There's tons of good eyewitness evidence, good historical evidence that that is what really happened, although some people will believe crazy things if they don't want to believe the truth. But does it really matter? Let's watch another short clip from the Narnia film, just a minute and a half. This is from just after Aslan the lion is resurrected. The White Witch is waging war on the good guys, trying to keep Narnia in her icy grip forever. And you might expect that Aslan would go straight to the battlefield to take on the witch and her army, but he has a different plan. Let's see what that is. So instead of going straight to the battlefield, Aslan visits the White Witch's castle, where she's imprisoned the creatures of Narnia by turning them to stone. Aslan breathes on them, bringing them all back to life. A lifeless place is filled with life again. Aslan's resurrection resulted in many others being brought back to life as well. And the Bible says that in a similar way, Jesus' resurrection is a guarantee to Christians that they will be resurrected too. The last verse of the passage on your sheet says this: Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who've fallen asleep. It's like Jesus' resurrection is the very first bit of grain in a field. And that shows that soon the whole field will be full of grain. Everyone will die one day, but if we put our trust in Jesus, who was the first to rise from the dead, death isn't the end. Christians will rise from the dead too, to live with Jesus and with one another forever. We celebrate Jesus' resurrection at Easter, not just because it was a really impressive achievement for one guy, like being the first person to swim the English Channel or something, but because Jesus' resurrection gives us incredible hope. It's God's promise to give us new life. Let me pray as we close. Heavenly Father, thank you that Jesus really rose from the dead and that his resurrection guarantees our resurrection. Make us more confident in Jesus' resurrection and help us to live in the expectation of our own. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.